Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Let's go back to Ark's keys to the game. One of them, we talked about how don't translate your effort to how you're doing on the offensive end of the floor. And I thought in the first half the Warriors did that. When they weren't scoring, they were had troubles to translate to tough defense at the other end. And when you're playing a team as good as Boston, you know, a team like the Warriors without Stephen Curry, without Jimmy Butler, you have to be letter perfect. And the Warriors were not letter perfect tonight, and it showed at times, especially in the middle quarters. You know, in the middle quarters, 66-41, that was a game right there. And Golden State trailed at one point by a total of 34 points, 95-61, with 3:51 to go in the fourth quarter. They rallied, put together a very good fourth quarter where they outscored the Celtics 37-19, gave you just a millisecond of maybe a miracle hope, but again, you'd have to play letter perfect to pull that off, and I think that's too much the Warriors to ask right now against very good teams. Now, if you come out on Sunday, play Denver, and try to pay attention to what your game plan is and try to pay attention to getting back on defense, locating the right defender, not just trying to pick up exactly you don't want to give them an offensive mismatch, then I think, you know, you'll have a chance on Sunday against Denver with Nikola Jokic. You know, you can't, you know, with Jokic, it's almost pick your poison. You know, if you don't double him, he's going to score. And if you do double him, he's going to find somebody wide open for a bucket. And so I think, you know, that's something they're going to have to figure out over the course of the next couple of days. But certainly without Stephen Curry, the Warriors have to find a way to get points. And even though they scored 110 tonight, that was a result of a 37-point fourth quarter. In the second and third quarters, they had trouble scoring. That's when the game was decided. And for, you know, for Golden State, I think you got to get, you know, some guys on the offensive end eventually going. But defensively, too many layups. They surrendered 58 points in the paint tonight. 58. You're not going to win doing that. And again, Boston will kill you with threes as well. They were 17 of 40, though the Warriors made three more threes than they did, taking 15 more shots. But if you're only a 9-point advantage in the 3-point category, then you can't give up 58 points in the paint. You have to be better that way. And it was just really, to me, I thought, again, the attention to detail, knowing who you were guarding and knowing, you know, who you could leave, who you couldn't leave. And Boston's done a very nice job with their roster. They have surrounded Jaylen Brown with guys who can knock down threes. That's the way Joe Mazzulla likes to play. They played very, very well. And that's why they're one of the surprise stories in the league this year. They're 36-19. They're in the number second spot. Now, can they win the East? I don't know. Detroit's really darn good. New York is really good. You know, I'm still waiting to watch enough Cavalier games with James Harden to figure out if they're a whole lot better or just a little bit better, you know, whatever the case may be. And we know that Harden's had moments in the postseason that have not been great. A few of them against the Warriors, so we've seen that before. But there are really good teams in the East at the top. And I don't know if Boston is... They're certainly a contender for the East. There's no question about that. Can they win the East? That's another deal entirely. The one thing they do have that, say, a team like Detroit doesn't have is they have experience. They have, you know, star players who have been in star moments before. You know, and I think that was what the difference in 2022 was. I thought the Warriors' experience showed in that NBA Finals series where they went to Boston, got down 2-1, and then, you know, Steph Curry put together his masterpiece with 43 in Game 4. And, you know, he riddled, was probably the best defense in the league that year. It certainly was since January 1st. And, you know, Curry was at times unstoppable. And to me, that was his masterpiece series of his career when you look back at it, because put the team on his back, 43 in Game 4, and the Warriors win. That's the kind of, you know, performance that translates in big games, because they know they can score in big games. So that's where I think Boston has an advantage over maybe a couple of the other teams up top in the Eastern Conference. So But tough one tonight for the Warriors. They've got Denver on Sunday, the matinee by the Bay, 12:30 with the tip. So you got to make sure you're here early. Should be a fun day to come out and watch the NBA.